Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this notion that some people have, and they think that the system of politics or the political system envisaged by the Quran is a dictatorship. They think that the Quran very explicitly says that a person who is appointed as the head of an Islamic state or a Muslim state, he has the absolute right to implement his decision. And he has a right to veto. And therefore, if he's a dictator, if he has a certain view about certain things, then he has all the right, as per the Quran, to implement his decision. Now, they draw this conclusion or this view from a particular Quranic verse. And that particular Quranic verse reads, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ. This is Surah Al Imran, verse 159. And a simple translation is, and consult them in your affairs, O Prophet. This verse addresses the Prophet and tells him, you consult them in your affairs, and then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in God. Of course, it is the conclusion drawn is that the Prophet should consult these people in the affairs of the state, and once he reaches a decision, then he is free to implement his decision. As far as taking consultation is concerned, as far as consulting people is concerned, of course he can consult people, but once he reaches a decision, he himself has the authority to implement that decision. So on the basis of this verse, it is concluded that the rulers who will succeed the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of course, as rulers, they too will have this right that they can consult people in their affairs. But if they reach a particular decision, then they have that right to implement that decision and overrule whatever consultation that they have taken or they have made in this regard. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that each Quranic verse has a very, very specific context. And if these verses or if a verse is interpreted out of its context, then, of course, gross misinterpretations can result. And as is the case here, if we read this verse in its proper context, an entirely different situation emerges. It has nothing to do with the political system or the political vision of the Quran itself. The context of the verse is that primarily the hypocrites are being discussed. And the words, Vashavir hum fil amr, actually refer to these hypocrites, and the Prophet is being told that you can still consult and keep these hypocrites in under consultation. Don't sever them from your own body. We know that from the Quran that there was a long time in which the hypocrites had been given respite. They were still considered as part of the Muslim polity, of the part of the Muslim body, and they were not severed from the Muslim body because they were given chance that if they want to reform themselves, if they want to mend their ways, they are afforded with this opportunity. And till that time, the Prophet was told that even if they do if they play some pranks and if they are miscreants, then in spite of that, he should still make them part of the Muslim, consider them to be the part of Muslims and keep insulting them. So therefore, the verse itself starts from the words, Farfu anhum, wastaghfir lahum, washawirhum fil amr. O Prophet, forgive them for all their blemishes and seek forgiveness for them. But keep consulting them in the affairs, because as the Almighty has said here, that the time has not yet arrived that these hypocrites should be severed or they should be set apart from the Muslims. Also, the context of this verse is right before these verses, actually the hypocrites the views of the hypocrites is being mentioned that after the Battle of Uhud, as they had commented upon the Muslims and said that had Muslims had not gone out to fight from the city of Medina, they would have been victorious. And the Quran there is actually quoting their opinion right before these verses, right before the verse I just quoted. And it is the hypocrites which are being consulted. So, in which it needs to be understood that the address of this Washavir Hum fil Amr, the accusative pronoun Hum here, does not relate to all Muslims, as is generally understood. It relates in this specific context to the hypocrites which have been mentioned just before this verse. And they have been mentioned in the context of the Battle of Uhud, in which they themselves had given this advice to the Prophet that he should not go out of the city of Medina to fight, and had also taunted him later on that had he accepted their own advice, the Muslims would not have been defeated in the Battle of Uhud. So this is what has been discussed just prior to this verse, Vashawir hum fil amr. So primarily this verse is telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the hypocrites should still be considered among Muslims and they should not be severed. We know the law in this regard regarding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that the hypocrites were to be given a certain respite, and once this respite was over, after that they had to be taken to task. But before this respite was over, they were to be considered as part of the Muslims. So what this verse is telling the Prophet is that he should keep ignoring their faults and blemishes. He should seek forgiveness for these hypocrites, and he should still consult them. He should not sever them from other Muslims. So this is what this verse is saying, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the political system of the Quran. As far as the political system envisaged by the Quran is concerned, it is explicitly stated in Surah Shura that it is based on consultation. Thus, the words in Surah Shura are وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, which means that the system of the Muslims is to be based on their consultation, which in other words means that a Muslim ruler is bound by the consultation that he elicits from his representatives. In other words, أَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ means that if there is to be a difference of opinion, then the opinion of the majority shall prevail. A Muslim ruler does not have the right to veto. He does not have any absolute right. He is bound by the opinion of the majority. That is what is the implication of Amruhum Shura Bainahum. And this is the real verse. This is the only verse here which primarily describes and actually describes the system envisaged by the Quran vis-a-vis the political milieu of Muslims. So we can, in a nutshell, say that this verse has wrongly been interpreted as a verse which relates to the political system of Islam. I'm talking about the verse وَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِلْهُمْ وَفِلْ أَمْرِ, from which this conclusion has been drawn. This verse specifically relates to a situation involving the hypocrites of the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has nothing to do with the political system of Islam. As far as the political system envisaged by the Quran is concerned, that is mentioned separately in Surah Shura, and that, of course, is what we can call a shuraiyat, or which is very close to democracy, in which a Muslim ruler is bound by the majority opinion as far as all political affairs are concerned. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.